meet the chief. Just take on each side of the backbone, run down there, the tender parts there, you know, you can take your knife, a good pocket knife, come down there and split it. If it's a beef, you have to have your hatchet. Their bones is bigger and tougher than a hog. Come down there with a hatchet, sipping them bones from that backbone, you know. And the hog, get them clipped off. Then you can take a knife or a saw and go cutting him up in quarters like you want him. He'll have two sides, and he'll have two hams, and he'll have two shoulders. That's where he goes, six pieces. Of course, then there is liver and lights. That's all one piece together. All ones. It's a good big heavy thing too. cut his head off, clean his head and round it about. Then you got two shoulders, two sides and two hams. Six pieces. That's what you hang up to cure. Then when you get cured, you got a saw. Bandsaw, you can take it there and cut your meat on it. If you ain't got one, you take a knife, a little hand saw, and saw it. That is for farmers for the house.
Would you ever take the head cheese and boil it down, make something?
Well, that's what the some call hog head cheese. They fix it. But we never did care nothing much about that. You got to have crockery vessels and one thing or another to put in, and you can't cure it. I had to put it down in a tin, did it. It'd pick up poison.
Yes.
From that tin, if you got crockery or glassware,
yes,
something like that.
Did you ever hear of maybe somebody making tea out of the hooves for medicine?
Making tea out of the hooves?
For medicine. Yeah, long time ago.
I didn't ever hear tell of that. Don't know nothing about making tea out of the hooves. But there ain't no telling what they done. Experiments, you know, one thing or another, what made your medicine keep experimenting with it. You know, they've been a big experiment in medicine in the last 10 years.
Yes.
They can bottle it up and file it, you know, and keep it. They always getting up generally something new. This year, 360. You ever seen any of that sitting around in a bottle?
No, sir.
It's made by some folks over here, bottled it up, and they got rich on it. Malaria, you know. It was quinine or something, I don't know what, mixed up. 360, we call it. They made it up and used to sell it for about 25 cents of a little bottle, you know. Well, in a, it didn't have to go to a doctor, it was quinine and something else. Good for a cold, malaria, or anything. Good active medicine if you needed some. Didn't have to get a doctor's prescription for it.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Do you remember?
The direction was by a spoon, so much, teaspoonful, you know, for a adult, so much for a child.
Do you remember any home remedies?